This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Riot police, backed by soldiers, broke up an anti-coup rally in Myanmar's second largest city of Mandalay Wednesday, chasing around 1,000 teachers and students from a street with tear gas and shots. Video from the Associated Press showed a squad of police officers firing slingshots in the apparent direction of demonstrators after the dispersal. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar after five decades of military rule. Came the day a newly elected parliament was supposed to take office. Ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party would have been installed for a second five-year term, but instead she was detained along with the president and other senior officials. The Biden administration in the United States has sanctioned seven mid-level and senior Russian officials over a nearly fatal nerve agent attack on opposition leader Alexei Navalny and the subsequent jailing. Also sanctioned were more than a dozen entities. The measures, which emphasize the use of the Russian nerve agent as a banned chemical weapon, were the Biden administration's first sanctions against associates of President Vladimir Putin. The government officials, including at least four whom Navalny supporters had directly asked the West to penalize, saying that they were most involved in targeting him and other dissidents, as well as journalists. A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman denounced the new U.S. sanctions and warned that they will respond in kind. And again, the Biden administration now sanctioning seven mid-level and senior Russian officials over the nearly fatal nerve agent attack on opposition leader Alexei Navalny. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will visit this weekend a preeminent Shiite Muslim cleric in Iraq to make history with a message for coexistence. The 90-year-old Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani is revered by many Shiites worldwide, and his words hold powerful influence in Iraq and beyond. The Pontiff and Ayatollah will meet on Saturday in al-Sistani's modest home in the Iraqi city of Najaf. Iraq's dwindling Christian population hopes a show of support from the cleric will help ensure their place in the country. Iran feels the meeting's repercussions as well, since its supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, is a rival of Ali Sistani for influence among Shiites. President Joe Biden says the U.S. expects to take delivery of enough coronavirus vaccine for all adults by the end of May. This is 2 months earlier than anticipated. He's also pushing states to get at least one shot in the arm of teachers by the end of March to hasten school reopenings. Biden has also announced that drug maker Merck will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved one-shot vaccine. Despite the stepped-up pace of vaccine production, the work of inoculating Americans could extend well into the summer. Depends on how both the government's capacity to deliver doses and Americans' willingness to roll up their sleeves. Federal national security officials are now set to testify in the second Senate hearing about what went wrong on January 6th, the day rioters overtook the U.S. Capitol. Security officials face questions about missed intelligence and botched efforts to quickly gather National Guard troops as a violent mob laid siege to the Capitol. Senators are eager to grill the officials from the Pentagon, the National Guard, and the Justice Department and Homeland Security departments. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the Pentagon has now studied domestic extremism within its ranks and finds that white supremacists and white nationalist groups have made their way inside.
A Pentagon report doesn't try to quantify the number of extremists within the military, but it does warn extremist groups pose a threat by infiltrating its ranks or seeking to recruit military members who have the know-how on how to execute an attack. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says extremism threatens the cohesiveness of service members who have to work together on a battlefield.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting, and you can find more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.